2月16日，少数族裔媒体服务机构 EMS 召开网上会议。会议的主题是家庭暴力受害者成为无家可归者仅一步之遥。家庭暴力也称为亲密伴侣暴力，是导致无家可归的主要原因之一，特别是对于经济资源有限的受害者。加州大学旧金山分校贝尼奥夫无家可归和住房倡议组织上个月发布的一项新研究发现，至少 17% 的无家可归者是因伴侣暴力而逃离家园。
Investing in youth violence prevention and healthy relationship education, particularly in high-risk communities, can help interrupt the cycles that fuel domestic violence. URI's relationship abuse prevention programs play crucial roles in prevention and intervention efforts in New York.Educating youth in middle schools and high schools, and intervening early to break the cycle of abuse. Meanwhile, trauma-informed accountability programs for individuals who have caused harm, like URI's Abusive Partner Intervention Program, are important to our communities as well.
与会专家指出，让受害者再次获得安置面临许多障碍，包括缺乏财务资源，由于警察频繁出现在他们家中而导致可能被驱逐，以及由于伴侣欺诈性的使用他们的信用而导致信用评分不佳。研究表明，在财务上依赖伴侣的家暴受害者更容易成为无家可归者。
What I ended up receiving was a housing choice voucher that allows me to pay 30% of my income. That's what initially helped get me off of the streets.Was if it wasn't for that housing voucher, I would still probably be out there, and who knows what I would have ended up doing. I believe that if I would have been able to seek shelter, and if this shelter would have had emergency housing vouchers set aside for individuals like myself, I believe that it would have prevented me from going through the trauma that I received while being unhoused.
研讨会上讨论了家庭暴力通常如何导致无家可归，加州大学旧金山分校的研究结果，以及过去两年纽约及其行政区家庭暴力的增加的原因。EMS 希望通过召开这一会议引起社会各界的关注，能够推动更多的支援措施，帮助那些因为家庭暴力而失去家园的人重建生活。